Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and relax completely. Breathe through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Very deeply, very, very deeply. And feel calm and peaceful, relaxed and at ease. Calm and peaceful, relaxed and at ease. Breathe deeply and relax completely. Breathe through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Very deeply, very, very deeply. And feel calm and peaceful, relaxed and at ease. Calm and peaceful, relaxed and at ease. Breathe deeply and relax completely. Breathe through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Very deeply, very, very deeply. And feel calm and peaceful, relaxed and at ease. Calm and peaceful, relaxed and at ease. And now imagine yourself outside in the country on a clear summer night. It feels good to be here. You feel safe and secure as you look up at the blanket of stars. You hear the sounds of the night. Imagine this very, very vividly. Be there. It feels so good to be here looking up at the stars and enjoying the night. And it's now time to draw down the universal energy of the stars. So please imagine yourself drawing down the light, drawing down the energy of the stars, the positive powers of the universe. Perceive this energy as being drawn down in the form of an illumination that enters your crown chakra on the top of your head. So do this now. Actually draw down the energy and allow it to become your reality. The universal energy of the stars. Draw down the light, the positive powers of the universe, the God light, the star light, the love light. Let it happen. Let it be. Drawing down the universal energy of the stars, the light of the universe. And you are now filled with light, and you look to the eastern horizon to see the sky lightening, getting lighter and lighter. And as the sun rises, you offer thanks for all you have and all that you may become. And the sun is now above the horizon, and it feels warm on your skin. And you notice a trail off to your right. It's time to follow this trail, as it leads off into the forest. Go ahead and begin walking down the trail and into the trees. Into the trees. And you sense the coolness in the shadows. And you inhale the rich scent of the earth and foliage as you walk the path. The early morning dew is still damp on the grass, and sunlight flickers through the rustling tree leaves. As you walk the path, you hear the birds and subtle sounds of the forest awakening. And ahead of you, the path becomes brighter as you come to a clearing that borders a little river. Go ahead and step out into the clearing and notice an altar over by the water's edge. You are drawn to the altar, so go ahead and approach it. And as you get closer, you notice a gleaming and beautiful sword lying upon the altar. Sunlight glints on the blade, and you now notice the words carved upon the side of the altar. The words say, "The Sword of Mercy." And you feel compelled to kneel before the altar. So you kneel down, close your eyes, and imagine a swirling white light surrounding your body, protecting you from all things seen and unseen, all forces and all elements. And now, as you stand up and open your eyes, you reach out and grasp the hilt of the sword, raising it slowly and holding it before you, and it feels light and powerful in your hand, as a vague feeling of peace begins to permeate your body and mind. And for the first time, you notice a small boat tied to a tree by the water's edge. Examine the boat. It has a small rudder to steer with, and notice the river. And still carrying the Sword of Mercy, you feel compelled to get into the boat. So go ahead, get into the boat and untie it. That's it. Get in and untie the boat and use the rudder to steer out into the swifter current. As you drift on the current, you are moving into swifter, darker water. Swifter, darker water. And you steer with one hand and grasp the Sword of Mercy with the other as the boat careens downstream into the boiling turbulence. Experience the turbulence and notice that your primary fears are being reflected in the dark water. Look into the water and see your fears. Look into the water and see your fears. Face your fears. And in your awareness of your fears, you suddenly realize that you have the power and ability to rise above the effect of your fears by choosing how you will view them. You suddenly understand that by resisting the fears, you give them power. So you raise the Sword of Mercy and point it at your fears. Go ahead, raise the sword and point it at your fears, knowing wisdom and grace and mercy will calm the waters. Feel the power of this sword of awareness and mercy, emanating forgiveness. Feel the light flowing into your body and through your hands, into the sword and into your fears. Feel the power. Feel the power. And you are now flowing in calm water, down the river with trees on both sides. You are now filled with a sense of peace and well-being. The sun shines down upon your face, and you feel glad to be alive. Once again, looking into the water, you see your own reflection. It's you. But you seem to be more peaceful and serene. You sense that your heart chakra is beginning to open. In fact, you can feel it opening. You like what you see and who you are. and you understand that beneath your physical appearance, you are all-knowing and all-powerful, a fully enlightened soul existing upon a vibration of love. Take a few moments to accept who you really are. All right, now as you look down the river, you see a dock. It's not far. Steer over to the dock and tie up the boat. Go ahead. All right, now still holding the Sword of Mercy, you climb out of the boat. Walk the length of the dock to a well-worn path that leads into the trees. So go ahead and follow it. Go ahead. Follow it until you come to a small cottage. And you are now there. And the door opens. Greeting you is an old woman with kindly eyes and a friendly smile. You sense that you can trust her as she takes your hand and guides you into the cottage. So go with her. Notice the main room and go ahead and take a seat. And now the woman leaves the room and then returns a few moments later carrying a wooden box. She tells you that inside the box is an object that has meaning for you. The object relates to your purpose in life. This may relate to another person, a place, service, or anything else. What part of your life would you like to explore? Take a moment to concentrate upon it. All right. Now reach into the box and withdraw the object. It will appear vividly in your hand. Go ahead, take the object, and take a few moments to understand the importance of it. All right, now reach into the box again because it contains a gift for the old woman from you. Go ahead and take out the gift and give it to her. Perceive it vividly. What did you give her? If you wish to communicate directly with the woman, just ask her a question with a thought, and she will answer with a returning thought. You can do this now. And now, the old woman leads you over to the window and points to a mountain. She says, "The book of your life is up there. There is a special message for you on the mountaintop. As you leave the cottage, she tells you she will send you light as you journey up the mountain. And so you leave the cabin and begin your journey. Up a trail lined with moss and flowers and trees. You sense a feeling of wholeness, and you know that you can fulfill your purpose. So now go ahead and consider what you are destined to do upon the earth as you climb the mountain." And you are now almost to the mountaintop, almost to the mountaintop. And just a little ways above you, you see a bright white light is illuminating a pedestal. Upon the pedestal is a book, your book. You walk calmly to the book. You notice the beautiful cover that has your name and your birth date embossed upon it. You feel the raised letters and numbers with your fingers. You know that within the book is the most important message you could receive at this time. You hesitate for a moment, knowing that the message will come into your awareness as you open the book. You take a deep breath, and you know you're ready to trust yourself as you've never trusted before. Go ahead. Open the book and perceive your message. And it is now time to close the book and leave the mountaintop, and you will awaken carrying the sword of mercy within you, knowing you are destined to continue to expand your awareness and be all you can be. And on the count of five, you will awaken and be filled with joy, at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it, and remembering everything you experienced in this peaceful meditation. Number one, coming on up and remembering everything. Sense an expanding spiritual light within. Number two, coming on up at peace with all life. Number three, coming on up feeling balance and harmony. Number four, coming on up recalling the situation and the room. Number five, wide awake. Wide awake. Open your eyes and feel good. Number five, wide awake.